Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Sullivan Steakhouse, offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with flexible food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. For Coney's, it's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. They're a small business that is family owned and operated. And I was just there last Friday, back in Naperville, and where did I go? I went back to Bricconi's, and I got the special. You guys, if you've never tried the special at Bricconi's, you have to try it. Fresh sausage, whole wheat, honey crust with fresh basil on top. When I looked at that, I said, no, I'm good. I'll just take my sausage. But then I tasted it, and it's amazing. You have to try this Bricconi's special. It's fantastic. Check out Bricconi's.com online or give them a call to order your special, 630-717-9530. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, if you're a veteran, you get free dessert. I'm happy to do that for our veterans. And they do have a deli special pizza there, I'm told. Mention it. Not on the menu, though. Not that special. And it's a meatball pizza. That's one of my favorite pizzas. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at a low price of $19 a month with no contract. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your spring or summer plans? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates remain at historic lows and home values are on the rise. Their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. Thanks, guys, for supporting the show. Napers Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out naperssettlement.org, one of my favorite places on this earth. And guess what? On the show today, it's the Donna DeFalco Show. Donna is back. She's back.
Dolly.
You can talk. Your mic is on. I'm so glad you're here today. Donna's here, and she's going to fill us in on all the wonderful happenings and going-ons and things that you don't want to miss this summer coming up at Napier Settlement and this month, including Civil War Day. So sit tight and wait for Donna. The Donna DeFalco Show is coming right up.
Dolly.
Ronnie B. Elvis, if you're looking for some exciting live entertainment for your next birthday party, reunion, anniversary, wedding, or bachelorette party, how about opening day for your pool party? Ronnie tells me he loves pool parties. Look no further than my friend, the very talented Elvis impersonator, Ronnie B. Elvis. Ronnie B. Elvis will sing and entertain your guests for hours. Lots of fun and laughs whenever Ronnie B. is around. Find Ronnie B. on Facebook at Ronnie B. Elvis or give him a call at 847-693-1045 to book your party. Summer bookings are now being accepted. All right.
Dolly, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be your teddy bear.
That's my friend Ronnie B. Elvis. Yes, if you'd like to book your next party and have Ronnie there, give him a call. Check him out on Facebook. Lyle Savings Bank, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Lyle Savings Bank, experts in planning for your family's milestones and moments since 1917. And the one and only Arthur Murray Dance in Naperville. Well, they also have a location in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com or call them at 630-355-6240. If you mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, your first dance lesson is absolutely free. Free, free, free. You know, we're all about the free stuff on this show. Check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. And we want to mention, do a shout out to our friends over at the Naperville Trolley and Tours. They've been supporting the show since the very beginning. Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville trolley. Ding, ding. I love saying that. And finally, a shout out to our friends over at Clark's Car Care in Naperville, a new sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. You know, they're themed after the infamous Clark Griswold vacation movie. Enjoy fresh popcorn in their kid-friendly waiting room while taking a load off in their massage chairs. Emission experts for over 10 years, according to the EPA listing, and conveniently located right next door to the Naperville Emissions Testing Center. How special is that? Matt and his longtime staff will take care of any of your car needs. From a funny noise in the engine to factory maintenance needs, they're always ready to repair and help wherever whatever is needed. They are the only repair shop that offers a free roadside membership with any repair. You can't beat that. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show for a one-time special, $17.95 for your oil change. But this week, I'm giving away free oil changes again, thanks to Matt Weber over at Clark's Car Care. Happy cars, happy owners. Thanks, Clark's Car Care. A little bit of a tongue twister there.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. You have reached the good show on WCKG, 1530 AM, Toueyville Internet Radio and Blog Talk Radio. And let's not forget the Rivet Radio folks that listen on the Rivet Radio Network in Chicago and our new station that carries the show, 1010 News Talk. A shout out to all the listeners there. And I want to thank you all so much for welcoming me into your little smartphones, your cars, or wherever, and listening to the show and hearing what's the good word. I want to hear what the good word is going on in your life. We got a great show going on. So send me some texts and messages on Facebook and Twitter, and I want to hear what the good things are going on in your life. I can't really talk today. I wonder why. I've only just been up since 3 in the morning on 3 hours of sleep. I have a question for all of you. When is it okay to – my daughter's got a job. Okay, I'll just back up a little. My daughter, she got a summer job, her first job. Donna DeFalco's here from Naperville. Summit. Donna, you can talk.
That's great.
She just got her
Thanks.
First job at Overwise Dairy.
It's fun
and
when the kids
thrilled.
Get jobs. They
she's
pay for
thrilled.
Their car insurance.
I know. I love it. I'm so glad. She's got all these plans. She's going to save. It's great. I'm all for it. But my hours changed at work, my full-time gig. And so I get up in the morning at 3:30 in the morning to get ready to go to work to do the traffic and the news in Chicago. But she works late hours now. So last night I was up till 11. Well, really, do the math. I didn't get much sleep at all. And I was so tempted to call an Uber for her. Is that bad? I want to know what people think of that. You know, if you're a single parent in the house, no one's available to pick up your child, and you need sleep. Is that bad? I'm curious what people think of that.
Well,
if that's okay to do.
My kids had jabs in the pre-Uber days, so pre-Uber I don't have
but
an answer to
that.
Did they
walk home? They probably walked. I remember when I had a job, I worked miles from home. I walked home. It was 9:30 at night. But I don't feel like it's safe for my girls to do that. But she's 16, too. So I thought Uber. But then, you know, people say, oh, there's problems with Uber. Oh, Dolly, you know, that's not a good thing. And then other people are like, yeah, heck yeah, go to sleep. Uber will pick her up. So I don't know. I just want to know what people think of that. Would that be bad? Is that bad parenting? Donna's quiet. Donna, I know what you're thinking. Let's move on. We're here at WCKG Studios with Donna DeFalco from Naperville Settlement. She's here to tell us all about the good things that are going on at Naperville Settlement this summer and spring. There's a lot of this is like my favorite time of year at Naperville Settlement because
so
the trees are blooming and you guys got the flowers and everybody's getting you're turning the soil, getting that garden ready over
we
at
are.
What house is that? What house is it? The Daniels
Murray
house?
Building.
Murray
mm-hmm.
house.
And the Pawpaw Post Office because we have the Crest Creek Garden Club who helps us with the garden there, and they're amazing, and it always looks fabulous.
Yes.
So we are getting ready.
So beautiful. And, of course, then, Civil War Day is a big, big weekend coming up in 2 weeks, right? But there's something going on this weekend, right? I don't want to jump
is.
It.
But first, first I want to talk to all those moms and dads and families out there who are looking at the end of the school year and they're saying, what is my kid going to do this summer?
Yeah.
So we have Camp Neeper. Have you ever sent your kids to camp?
Yes, I did.
It's so much fun.
The first year you guys had it, I sent my kids.
Oh, thanks.
Wait, it's not too late to sign up for camp?
No, it is.
Because a lot of parents have done it months ago. I remember I signed up my kids for the camp. We didn't sign up this summer, but years past. We were signing up in January, February.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, this is great. If you
so we still have openings in some of them, especially Secret Seekers. That's the one where you jump on the Naperville trolley, ding, ding.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to go to the special sites in downtown Naperville. You get to ride the paddle boats and things like that. And there's also the Treasure Hunters, where you become detectives. And they get to work with the police officers from the Naperville Police Department with Treasure Hunters Extreme. So that's really fun. So if they go online and look at our camp offerings, there's so much for the
okay,
kids to
it's
do.
Not too late
it's
for camp.
It's not too late.
Are these week-long camps or
some of
month-long?
Them are week-long. There's day-long camps in case.
And these are day camps. They're not overnight.
Yeah, no, they're
okay.
All day camps. And we have extended hours now, too. They start at 8 o'clock. So that's really nice for the
for parents that
moms.
Are working.
Yeah,
yeah.
And dads. And,
yeah.
And so.
Good to know. Camping.
Absolutely.
At Naperville Summit.
Day camp. But we have a special behind-the-scenes glimpse of our storage areas. You know, we have over 60,000 artifacts now. That's a lot of stuff. So we want people to see what we have. We have the Collections Care and Storage Facility that's in it's on Fort Hill Drive. And so we have this special program called Artifacts Uncovered, or as I like to say, Naked Artifacts. Maybe people will sign up more. Say that. I don't know. So and so there's an amount. It's limited to 30 people, and it's for ages 13 and older. But it is Saturday, May 14th from 1 to 3. So it's nice. It's a nice afternoon outing.
Yeah.
We can come in.
So that's this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And, of course, there's more information on our website.
And it's supposed to be nice on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
No rain.
Oh,
Saturday
perfect.
And Sunday. When speaking of Sundays, when are the are you guys having the ice cream socials again on Sundays?
We're having it on special Sundays on Father's Day. That'll be one Sunday. And then we're having it in August. And then so there's one in June, one in July, and one in August.
Okay.
And it's Colonial Cafe this year.
Nice.
So that we're so
love
thrilled
that
they're
cream.
Sponsoring the ice cream social this year.
Nice.
It'll be a lot of fun. Of course, their ice cream is fabulous.
Yeah.
Have you ever had the kitchen sink?
Oh, have you? Yeah. The question is, have I ever finished the kitchen sink? That's the question. Yes, I have a bumper sticker.
There you go.
If you finish the kitchen sink, which is what, like 20 scoops of ice cream?
It's so
this was
much
like 20 years ago I
ice
did this.
Cream. It's just amazing. You
and
have
I
to
let some of it melt down the drain.
You have
I
to
cheated
have
a little.
Like all your kids, all your friends,
yeah.
all your family to
yeah.
eat that kitchen sink. But it's so good.
It's amazing what people will do for a free bumper sticker.
It is amazing. So, but on Sunday, we have a special History Speaks program, and it's called Hobson History. Got beer? Well, you will after you go to Hobson History. And Two Brothers is providing the beer, the sampling, and they're also their chef is providing the appetizers. So today at 4 o'clock is the last, very last moment that you have to sign up for this. And it's featuring an author. Her name is Denise New, and she wrote Chicago by the Pint. And how she did it is apparently she went from brewery to brewery and talked to people and then wrote about it. And she also has the history of beer as well in the Chicagoland area. And, of course, you know, we have a great history with Stinger Brewing Company.
Let's tell people just a little bit about that. We have some time. Let's just give them a little bit of history, because a lot of people listening might, you know, they might not be from Naperville and they don't know. Even people in Naperville don't know the story. The Stanger Brewing Company.
Well, there was German immigration that happened in the 1840s. A lot of people were coming from Germany. So we have a very large German population, and we did then, and we still do now. And so along with that came the brewmasters, and they love beer. Germany, as we know, and Oktoberfest. We have Oktoberfest, too, that celebrates our German heritage. So the Stanger family was one of the families that started a brewery here. And they flourished from the 1840s to probably the 1880s. And
for 40 years, the brewery existed in, it's still in the by the library, downtown Naperville, right?
Well, it was up on, yes, I think there were several locations where where.
Well, I know you guys found a bottle there, but it could have been somebody walking home from the brewery and tossed the bottle in the den.
We find so many things. Yeah, we have so many things from Naperville to historic
60,000 naked artifacts.
Yes, exactly. In various locations.
Yeah.
So
the Stanger family was around for 40 years, and they started Naperville's probably the first brewery out this way.
They weren't the first brewery. There were other breweries before them, interestingly enough. So there were several breweries in Naperville. And but Ron Stanger, whose ancestors are the Stangers, he's on our board, on the Naperville Heritage Society board. So
Is he really?
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful that we still have a connection with that family. And then if you go to our Brushstrokes of the Past exhibit, which is downstairs in the Visitor Center, you'll see the big sign, and part of the exhibit celebrates the contributions of the Stangers to brewing in Naperville.
And here's to to beer today, the folklore, is it true? We don't know if it's absolutely true. Has it been proved that Adolf Kors actually was engaged to one of the Stanger daughters? Is that true?
Now, we don't know that, but we do know that Adolf Kors was the brewmaster for the Stangers.
Isn't that something?
And then he did go out to Colorado, and he started that little brewery. Kors? Is that the name of it? Yeah.
Isn't that something? Wow.
It's amazing how we're
So I wanted people to hear the story who haven't heard it, because it's well worth a visit to Napier Settlement to check out the historic artifacts and check out those bottles from the Stanger Brewery. How many bottles have we found around town?
You know, I don't have an answer to that, but I would be able to ask our curators and they can tell you just like that.
We'll get back to that next time. Okay, so then we're moving on to next weekend?
To the war.
The war.
The war is going on again for about the 36th year.
Is it really? Has it been 36 years?
We've had it since 1980. I was talking to one of the reenactors. He says, we've been doing the Civil War reenactment since 1980. I went, wow. That's amazing. So we're doing it again. We're
Fantastic.
Battling again on May 21st and 22nd. It's a Saturday and a Sunday from 10 to 4. And our buildings are also open during that time period. But
and they'll have reenactments of which battle? Do they tell you which battle, or every year does it change?
It changes every year. So
okay.
So one day the north winds and one day the south winds, and the generals figure it out in the morning. They have a generals meeting, and I think it's fueled by donuts and coffee. So and then they figure out who's going to win that day. But what's amazing is when you step on the grounds of Naperville Settlement during Civil War days, it is truly stepping back in the past. You walk down our brick pathways and you'll run into President Lincoln and Mrs. Lincoln. And you can talk to them and shake his hand and her hand and then get their autograph, because we have the autograph sheets for the kids.
Oh,
so it's so much fun. And it really brings history to life for them, because you could read it in a book, but it doesn't make any sense until you experience it.
Yeah.
And then they develop a true love of history when they come to Civil War Day. So this year we have something new. And we've been wanting to get them for, a long time. And this is the first year that they're going to be here. And it's the 33rd Illinois Volunteer Regiment Band. They are 16
years. It took you over 30 years to get them there.
Yeah. Well, they've only been around since 1996. So they've only been around for 20 years.
20 years.
But she's so funny. She says they're going to play all the hits of the 60s, 1860s.
Okay. All right. That's going to be really neat to see.
It's going to be so fun. They're going to be in the bandstand, which is where the Naperville Municipal Band had played.
Okay.
So we have a recreation of that. And so they're going to be dressed in the reproduction uniforms of the time period, and they're going to play the antique instruments as well. And then...
That's unique. That's worth seeing right there.
Absolutely. Because music was an important part of the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone learned how to play an instrument. There were certain songs of the era that were so popular. So those are the songs that they're going to be playing. So it should be really fun. And they also will give a commentary about the music of the era. And they're very approachable. So if people wanted to know more about them and more about the music, they could talk to them. Mm-hmm. So that'll be really fun. And then we have a new Jefferson Davis. And of course, Jefferson Davis was the president of the Confederacy. And he and President Lincoln, Max Daniels, are going to do a commentary, and it's called Two Presidential Viewpoints, Abraham Lincoln and Jefferson Davis. And they're going to talk about their various viewpoints, and then express their views of the causes and the likely outcome of the Civil War.
Wow, how perfect is that? If you have a child that's studying about the Civil War, got to bring them to this.
Did you ever bring your scouts to Civil War days? I know I brought my scouts here to earn a badge, my Cub Scouts.
I never brought my Girl Scout troop. No, but I brought my kids, and yeah, every year we go. They look forward to it. It's like the rite of spring, you know? Springtime, we're at the Civil War days. And if you don't go, you hear the noises. You hear the gunfire, and you're like, oh, that's the battle. Oh, we missed it. Okay, we'll have to go tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Because there's two battles, right? Saturday and Sunday.
Absolutely. 2:30.
Always been 2:30.
And you'll hear them. And safety first. And that's the motto of the reenactors, is safety first. And they all stay in character. You can walk up to them and talk to them about who they are and about the time period. They're so knowledgeable, especially the generals. Paul Wood, who lives in Wheaton, he portrays General Lee. And then Larry Warline, who lives in Springfield, he portrays General Grant. And the two of them have read over 30 books about their respective people. And they're just amazing. I've known them for many years now. And getting to know them has been pure joy.
Oh.
And has really, I love history because of them.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'll have to stop and talk to the generals this time then. I was always talking to the soldiers out there. What are you cooking over there? They got the tents and they're cooking. They don't go out and get the fast food. They're making their food there right on the site all weekend long. It's really something to see.
They're so fun. But I have to tell you, I talked to Ringo today.
Oh, really? Ringo? From the Beatles? Really? Yep. How is he doing?
He is doing great. I had a great conversation with him. And actually, it was Tom from American English who portrays Ringo. And so we were talking about Napier Knights and everything that's going to be going on. I'll tell you, talking about authentic, American English, they're great musicians, but they also have a true love of the music. And they enjoy playing the different eras. Usually in their concerts, what they do is they start out with the early Beatles, and then they move to the Sgt. Pepper era, and then they, you know, move to when the band was just about to break up. This year, it's going to be different because they're going to be playing the entire Revolver album. How cool is
What's
that?
What's on the Revolver album?
Taxman.
Oh, okay.
Eleanor Rigby.
Was that, what year was that? What period was
1966.
That? 1966. Okay.
And they'll be playing Yellow Submarine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we know that one. Yeah.
And then June 18th is actually Sir Paul McCartney's 74th birthday.
Wow.
And so they'll be playing a Wings tribute.
Oh, wow.
And I said, what are you going to do without Linda McCartney? They said, well, sing a little higher there.
So. Oh, that'll be really cool to see. Yeah.
Yes.
So Napier Knights starts in June.
Mm-hmm. Our kickoff weekend is June 17th and 18th. So that first night on Friday.
That's Father's Day weekend.
Yes, it is. So you can take them to see Napier Knights and then take them back here for ice cream on the 19th.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
On the actual day.
Yeah.
It'll be a lot of fun. But on the 17th is the Fortunate Sons. They do a Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute. They're amazing. They sound just like the record.
How did you find these bands?
You know, we have a committee of volunteers and also our special events coordinator, Addison, who's amazing. And he's a musician himself.
Oh, that helps. Yeah,
so
there you go. He's got the inside.
He's very interested. Yeah, he does have the inside scoop. And we have a really great event planning, you know, company that helps us, too, with booking the bands. So that's how we find them. And some of them play over at Frankie's Blue Room, too, like OMT.
Yes. Oh, OMT is coming, right?
They're
coming in June, aren't they?
They're coming in July.
Oh, it's July. But aren't they coming on the show? Oh, I guess they're coming here in July.
Yep, they're coming in July.
I keep thinking they're going to be here in June.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited to see Dick Coon coming here.
He's so
I'm wanting
great.
Him to come on the show for 3 years now. Finally, he's coming here.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to you.
Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, he's just the best musician and the nicest person that you ever
The
wanted.
Nicest family in the world.
They
I'm not
are.
Kidding you.
They're so
amazing
great.
People. Yeah, so his band, OMT, will be at Napier Knights in July, and he'll be here the Thursday before to play some songs for us in the studio.
Absolutely. And then he's going to be the opening act for Mike and Joe. And they were so much fun last year. But we've got a great lineup this year. Oh, but Dolly, did you save your clothes from the 80s?
I have some of them. I have my lace gloves still.
Perfect.
I have some mini skirts.
That's absolutely perfect. So do you have your leg warmers?
I have them. I do.
Well, you can probably borrow them from your daughters now because, you know, they've come back in style.
Yeah.
So never throw anything away. Never clean out
and
your closet.
And the neon relaxed T-shirt, that was a rag.
Very relaxed
rag
T-shirt.
That became a rag, I should say.
Because in August, on Friday, August 19th is 80s night. So you got to tease your hair, get your big hair back.
Get the Aquanet going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Big hair.
Because 16 Candles will be playing, and they play all the hits of the 80s. So that's going
to
be
I'm looking forward to it. I have never seen 16 Candles perform. But, you know, you see that they're all over the place, and now I'm so excited that finally they're at Naples Settlement. It's going to be great. It's going to be a great summer at the Settlement.
It's going to be a costume contest.
Oh, that night? An
yep.
80s costume contest?
Yeah, so dress
prizes?
Up.
And prizes?
Yes,
all right.
Be prizes. So you have to dress up. It'll be so much fun. But, you know, Neighbor Nights is so great. And this year we're going to have Bell's Brewery. And they have that popular Oberon beer. And people are excited about that. And we have Rodney Strong wine. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We're kind of mixing it up this year. So it'll be just a little bit different with our food vendors. But we're just really grateful for all the support from the community and all our sponsors, as you are. You know how important our sponsors are.
Yeah.
And you're one of them.
Yeah. Well, I'm proud to be associated with Naples Settlement. It's an amazing place. Like I've always said, it's one of my favorite places on this earth. And really, you just need to go there and check it out. And you know, go and check it out when they have these fun events that Donna's mentioned. But you can also go, like, on the downtime. I love going when it's, you know, during the weekday, go for a walk in Naples Settlement or, you know, bring the kids after school and walk through and visit the houses and learn about the history, about each house and, you know, how they cooked and prepared food. I mean, for the period, it's really something.
And that's what's nice. Naperville residents receive free general admission. So that's why it's so great for them to come and to visit us and walk around and bring the little ones, bring the kiddos, and just have a
And speaking
a
of the kiddos,
out.
There's something there now that I've never experienced because my kids grew up and we never experienced the water pad. Is
yeah,
that right?
The splash pad.
Is that what
pad.
You call it, the splash pad?
Mm-hmm. And it's the Harvard Early Learning Playscape and started through the generosity of Rita and John Harvard. We're just so grateful to them for everything they've done for the community. And so it's a splash pad. We'll turn the water on Memorial Day weekend. And hopefully it'll be warm.
Yeah,
it'll
we
nice.
Hope, right? Yeah.
And it has a slide and a trading post and a fort. And there's animal tracks. And we're going to have special programming there, too. So there'll be a Third Thursday Thinkers. We'll have special activities for the little ones at different age groups. And then there's also the Playscape Readers, where they have a story time. So it's really
wow.
nice to bring the kids out for that. It's something to do, and it keeps moms active and the kids active, too.
Yeah, it's such a great environment. Yeah, for sure. I totally missed out on that. I'm ready to have another one just to go back there and experience that splash pad. Thinking I'm crazy? Thinking I'm crazy? Yes. I have 5 kids. I could never. I'll never be able to get over that baby stage. I always want one.
Well, you have
I guess I
got to
be a grandma
kids.
Soon. I do. Mm-hmm. Okay, so lots of things going on at Naples Settlement, and anything in the future, in the fall, we want to get folks to mark on their calendars?
Well, Oktoberfest, that's the big one. And what's nice about Oktoberfest is that there are family-friendly activities there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's September 30th and October 1st, and then just a few weeks later is All Hallows Eve. And you know,
there's always something going on at Naples Settlement.
We're always looking for actors for All Hallows Eve. And if anyone from the theater community is listening now, boy, we'd love for you to contact us because we'd love to.
Yeah, especially
you
if you don't mind ghosts and goblins and zombies, which is all the craze now, right?
Dead,
the Walking
yeah.
Dead and all this crazy stuff, all these crazy shows.
So that's our big fall event.
That is something to look forward to, that's for sure. Well, we got plenty to keep us busy all summer long at Naples Settlement and having lots of fun over at the Settlement. Thank you again, Donna, for coming
Thanks,
back
Dolly.
Into the studio. It's always fun to have you here.
Oh, it's great being here.
Say hello to everybody over at the Naples Settlement, and I will see you guys on Civil War Days coming up.
That'll be great.
Very
Looking
soon.
Forward to seeing you. Thanks,
Thanks for
Dolly.
Sharing all this. Bye-bye.
Folks, this is Joe Diffie, and you're listening to my friend, the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Gotta take a little time, a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines in case I need it when I'm older.
everybody. Thank you for checking out Team Adam. Click over here to subscribe to the Voice channel so you can be the first to see all the newest performances. I'm Carson Daly.
Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah, good show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, we are back. Well, that was fun talking to Donna DeFalco from Naper Settlement. I have a couple of announcements before I introduce my next guest. Naperville has a pancreatic cancer walk coming up this summer, and so we're asking everybody to come and unite to fight pancreatic cancer. Join the Lustgarten Foundation's Pancreatic Cancer Research Walk on July 24th at the Naperville Pavilion to raise money and fight cancer, pancreatic cancer. 100% of every dollar raised goes directly to research. The Dolly McCarthy Show is thrilled to support and sponsor this event. Join us together. We will beat pancreatic cancer. Register now at www.pancreaticcancerresearchevent.org or call 866-789-1000. This is what you get from the gal who's been up since 3 a.m. Can't pronounce words. Hey, come laugh. Speaking of laughing, come laugh at the Brightside Theater, Naperville's only professional theater, and their fifth anniversary season presenting Monty Python's Spamalot. This is a great, fun musical comedy featuring the song that gave Brightside Theater its name and is lovingly ripped off from the motion picture Monty Python and the Holy Grail. This hysterically irrelevant, is that what they're saying? Musical tells the tale of King Arthur. I don't think it's irrelevant. That's a typo. Anyway, this is all because Spamalot is coming to the Brightside Theater June 3rd to the 19th, Fridays and Saturdays in June. This will make a great Father's Day gift. 8 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays and 3 p.m. on Sundays, performing at the theater at Miley Swallow Hall in Naperville. For tickets, call 630-447-8497 or visit brightsidetheater.com. That's 630-447-TICKS. T-I-X-S. Well, guys, we have had a good time talking to my friend Donna DeFalco from Naper Settlement. Always fun things going on there. But I know a lot of you have been waiting for my next guest. Ooh. And I'm thrilled to have him back here on the show. The last time he was on the show, he had a call in. I think he was in L.A. You may remember one of the voice. Wait, you got to hit the mic right at your mouth. Oh, you know what? He's a got to get him set up here. There we go. You hear that laugh? Who is that? You're wondering who it is. I'm totally teasing you. I'm not even saying his name because I'm like, drum roll, waiting for the drum roll. Michael Lynch is in the house, singer-songwriter, and you may remember him from The Voice. Is it on NBC, The Voice?
Yep, NBC.
There he is. You look great. Welcome. Last time you had a call in. I think you were out of town or something. We couldn't see you face-to-face.
So yeah,
this is
good to see you. Good to be in the studio now.
Luck in the hat.
Thank you.
I'm liking the hat. And you brought along one of your band members?
Yeah, this is Jim. So we have an
Jim, you got a mic? Did I take your mic away from you?
Here, we're going to switch.
That's better. Yeah.
I get lift it
share
up
that
like
with
this.
Your guitar. Or actually, we could put this mic in front of his guitar. We're juggling mics here.
Are these both working? Can I go back and forth?
Use this one, okay. Michael, because that's stronger. Yeah, it's a little quieter, that mic. We're just WCKG in Chicago. Just leave that mic alone. Mic one is dead. Anyway, so I'm thrilled to have you, Michael. What have you been doing since we last talked to you? When you were on The Voice, was that a year ago?
No, this was actually 3 years ago now.
Has it been 3 years?
It was 2013 when I was on The Voice.
No way!
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
So, time flies, right?
I feel like it was a year ago that we talked to you about that.
Oh, my goodness.
After that, a couple months later, I saw you performing in downtown Naperville. So it was awesome. Got to see you on TV for The Voice. And then it's like, man, we know this guy. He's one of our own, you know. He's from Chicago, one of Chicago's very own. And here he is playing. And you showed up at a restaurant in downtown Naperville. And we had a ball that night. I remember that night.
Yeah, I remember that too. It was a fun time. And it actually got moved inside because it was supposed to be outside.
Yeah.
It was raining,
It
got moved inside.
It was about this time of year, too.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So on The Voice, what have you been doing for the last 3 years?
Yeah, well, definitely pursuing music still. So
good.
My main Full-time, yep. I'm a full-time musician.
You're able to support yourself doing that?
I am.
You're not working for UPS during the day?
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
As of now, not yet. But, but yeah,
that's
so I sing with a wedding band, the Ken Arlen Orchestra in Chicago. So I've been doing that for 4 years now with them. So that was even before The Voice and then after The Voice. And we stay busy all year round.
Oh, wow.
And then,
your weekends are not yours.
Yeah, no, they're definitely working weekends. So
a lot of brides, a lot of couples making very happy.
Yep, trying to. Trying to. And then my buddy Jim right here, we do our own thing, do an acoustic duo. Still around Naperville, around the area, around the Chicago area. So we do, you know, as much as we can to stay busy on those.
Were you there that night, Jim, when it was pouring rain and he had to move his show inside?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was one of our premier first duo shows. And interesting how those can go down.
What's your last name, Jim?
Perona.
Where are you from?
Wheaton, Illinois.
Wheaton, Illinois. Are you Italian, huh? Corona?
Greek and Italian, yeah.
Okay, that's a great combination.
I live down the street. Corona, how you doing?
Hey, yeah, I love it. I live down the street from this bakery, and I thought it was an Italian bakery, and I walked in, and she's got all the Italian flag stuff, then she's got all the Greek stuff over on the other side of the bakery. So it's Italian and Greek. It's the best of both worlds. Right.
Eat well
there.
That way, yeah.
Yeah, I do eat well when I stop in there. You got to go check that place out. All right, it's on the northwest side of Chicago. Tons of bakeries over there. So so Jim and Michael Lynch are here, and they're going to play some music. And, you know, you guys going to do something that you do acoustically?
Yeah, this is actually an original song of mine that I just released at the beginning of April. So this is the acoustic guitar version of it, though. But yeah, this is a song released. It was April 7th it released. And,
yeah.
And the man on guitar, on the actual track itself, the real version is Jim too, so it's nice to have him be able
Jim,
to.
Jim, thank you so much for calling in sick at UPS today and joining. I'm kidding. Now, is this full time for you too?
Yeah, that's right, full time musician as well.
Oh, fantastic! That is so great. And you're busy all around Chicago. Do you also go outside of the state? Do you go back and forth to LA?
I've been to LA just once since The Voice, so it's not necessarily with music these days you can be wherever and do things. So
yeah.
But
how about
I'm definitely
Christina
traveling.
Aguilera? She called you lately? You still keep in touch with her? Didn't she jump on stage and
yeah,
sing with
did.
You?
Yeah, she did sing.
Wait, the name
with
of the song. I'm going to say it wrong. But, you say it.
Let's hear. Well, let's hear your...
No, I'm not going to say it right.
It's called... Well, the name of the song is called Bailamos.
Bailamos, yes.
I
wrote it
Enrique
down
Iglesias.
So I could say it. Yes. That was his performance on The Voice. It was amazing. And it was so amazing that Christina Aguilera, who is, the true voice, I think...
Yeah, I think she was the first
amazing.
Original person they contacted to create that show.
She jumped on stage and you just wowed her. So
yeah,
she
was
so
fun.
Impressed.
We got to do a duet.
So you haven't talked to her lately, huh?
No, I don't know how much of the show I can give away, but as far as people, are aware, there's not much, there's not really interaction between the coaches, especially post.
It's got to be hard for them. Yeah.
Yeah, and they got enough things on their plate to worry about what some guy in Chicago is trying to do with his, his career.
Yeah.
So.
Well, this guy in Chicago is amazing, and you're singing all over the place.
Appreciate that.
And so let's talk about this song that you wrote. This.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the original song that I wrote.
Now, who helps you with the music? I'm thinking of Paul McCartney and Lennon. You do the lyrics, and someone does.
Yeah. Well, this one I play piano too, so that's the instrument I use to write.
You did ask me to bring a keyboard in.
Yeah, well,
I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, I don't know either. So
that's
it's probably better.
This
is a tough song for me to sing, so it's probably better that I'm focusing on the voice and not worrying about. Sitting down and worrying about keyboard.
Okay, so you
stuff.
Wrote this. So,
I wrote
what
this song
inspired
with,
you to write this?
I actually wrote this with my friend Riley Mullane, who's a writer as well.
Like Irishman.
Yeah, he's an Irish. He's an Irish guy too, but. But yeah, so he's from Iowa. We actually connected in college because I went to college at the University of Iowa. And ever since then, we just kind of stayed in touch and kept writing together. And this song we wrote probably, I think it was at least a year and a half or 2 years ago. And I finally just released it to actually finish, the production and recording it and figuring out where to go.
You're a perfectionist, aren't you?
I definitely am a perfectionist.
2 years, man. You got to crank these out a little faster.
No, I know.
We can't wait that long
for
the next song.
I know.
So this song is new. Any other new songs?
I do have new material that I'm working on right now, so that's what my plan is right now is to keep basically what I just did at the beginning of April with the song, but do it in a more real project being launched as far as an EP, which would be 4 or 5 songs, and actually
have
so
much pressure on musicians these days, right, to keep cranking them out one after the other. Back in the day, Okay, I can say that because I'm a little older than you, Michael. You waited for the album, and it came out every 2 years, the artist usually.
Uh-huh.
Now it's
well, people don't buy albums anymore, too.
Albums, and so you got to stay on top of that. You know, the Google search with new songs and new material and things you're doing, and
yeah,
it's got to be exhausting.
Yeah, no,
but
it,
you
got to
love
be.
It. You probably just eat, drink, and sleep it. It sounds like.
Yeah, no, I definitely do. So it's something that I've chose this life of being a musician, and there's nothing else that, you know, I would rather be doing than music. So that's what I, you know.
What's your favorite part about it? Performing, writing?
Definitely performing. Yeah, I love like live performances, live singing, live seeing the interaction live with the crowd, being at even like the weddings that we do, like seeing the people get into the music is that's the most fun part to me, is be on stage and you know everybody's looking at you, like the kind of like the, not to sound like, you know, an ego guy or anything like that, but when the attention's on you, I love to deliver, you know what I mean? Like deliver a great performance. And so that's always.
Seen that video? I'm thinking of that video, Sugar.
Yeah.
With
Adam Levine.
Adam Levine.
Uh-huh.
Did you sometimes feel like that? Like you really are giving them a gift of your voice. And I'm sure, you know, you really capture the attention of everybody at these weddings. These poor brides, the attention's on Michael Lynch, not them.
Yeah, right.
I'm kidding. That just reminded me of that. You know,
yeah, when I have
that.
To sing that song too.
You sing that song?
Sugar.
Oh, you sing?
Yes,
sing. Oh my God, that's awesome.
Come and put it down on
oh
me.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we have to do it.
You have an amazing voice.
I don't even know what key I was in.
What's the name of the song?
The song, my song is called Come Back Home.
Come Back Home. What's it about? What inspired you to write this one?
So basically, my whole kind of like ever since college and on, I've always kind of been trying to pursue different routes of like, originally I was trying to do like the Latin kind of thing, like get in the Latin market and improve my Spanish and do that kind of stuff. So I did a lot of traveling because I've always loved Spanish. So I did a lot of traveling where I lived in Mexico City.
Are you part Spanish?
No, I'm not part. There's no Spanish.
What's your nation? You're Irish.
I'm Irish. Yep.
Oh wow, I didn't know that when I first met you because you sang that.
Yeah, well that's kind of like what the spinoff on the voice was like. You know, I was the white Irish guy singing in Spanish. So that's kind of how they gave me that title of like, you know, we're going to make you keep up the Spanish thing because that's the route we want you to, the angle we want you to take more so on a TV show like that.
Okay. Okay.
So yeah, but I'd also sing in English, you know, like everybody's like,
right.
Everybody
right.
thought I was just
he
like some guy.
Speaks English too.
Yeah.
Right
everybody
here.
Thought I was just because I sing in Spanish. Everybody's like, oh yeah, this would be perfect. Yeah. You can, you know, like all this stuff. But like my biggest influences are all obviously the people that I grew up on, like the Michael Jackson, the Frank Sinatras, like the people that, you know, that I listened to when I was younger, when I didn't even know what Spanish was at that time of my life. So, but Spanish has become a huge part of what I do too. So it's cool to have kind of like, you know, two worlds that I can go back and forth between mentally too. Like
right,
I can think
right.
in English, think in Spanish after that. And then,
cool.
It's cool.
Very
but,
cool.
But basically, yeah, what I was trying to say with the song is that it's kind of just like a collection of all the, like the traveling and being out while pursuing, you know, my dream and my goal of not necessarily knowing where I was going, but kind of following my passions of music and Spanish at the same time and kind of creating a path that way. So kind of has to do with that. And then just knowing that you're always going to have a home at the same time too, no matter where you are.
And where is home for you?
Home is in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you grew up.
I grew up in Wheaton.
In Wheaton.
So yeah. So
that's how you know Jim.
Yeah. We actually went to high school together.
This guy is so cool. Do you know my friend Brian Hunt?
Oh,
he went to high school in Wheaton. But
did he?
I'm older than you. That's,
okay.
You wouldn't know him.
I don't know.
His picture's on the walls in Wheaton.
Yeah?
Wheaton High School.
He's
I think.
Famous,
check
famous
it
guy?
No. Probably on like most wanted. I'm kidding. Brian, I love you. I'm kidding. So that's the only person I know from Wheaton. I went to grade school, then they moved out to Wheaton.
Okay. Where are you from? You're from around here though, right? Or no?
No, I'm from the northwest side of Chicago.
Okay.
Belmont and Austin by St. Ferdinand Church.
Okay.
Old, you know, St. Pat's High School.
There you go.
Yeah. That's
north
where I'm
side,
from. But
there you go.
I Cubbies. Moved to Naperville. Was there for quite a while. Now I'm back on the northwest side. But
okay.
Anyway.
Not too far from me then, probably.
Enough about me. We're talking about you. Okay, stop it now. So what? Before you sing the song. Okay, so this song's about, you know, coming home and you always have a home. Are your mom and dad still in Wheaton?
Yeah, my parents are still in Wheaton.
Is the Ivy restaurant still there in Wheaton? The
yeah.
Ivy? I love, do you guys play there sometimes?
I think Jim does, right? You?
I know, haven't played at the Ivy.
Jim's got to lift the mic.
It's got like that delay where it's like.
Other,
when you're,
I don't work for the Ivy. I don't know anybody. I
thought he did for some reason.
Been there.
Never mind. I'm trying to pretend that he's playing at all these Didn't you play at the United Center yesterday, too?
It's a good place. You know, whether it's the Ivy or United Center, you know, get around.
Where, now, what's your, the time is just going by so fast, and I want to hear this music, but people want to know more about you, Michael Lynch.
Sure.
So, since The Voice, you've played all around Chicagoland. What is your dream? Or have you already reached your dream? I always ask these artists this because I speak to some of the biggest artists in the industry.
Yeah.
I speak to medium-sized artists, and then, you know, people that are just starting out. And I always say, what's your dream? Because it must be so hard to break into this business. You have to just really love it, and maybe that is the dream right there.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was going to say is that I do – I mean, obviously I have, like, specific dreams of, like, you know, playing at the United Center, like I just said, or, like, you know, certain things like that. But I also know that there's stepping stones along the way as you – especially nowadays in the music industry that people kind of call it, like, a dying industry as far as, like, there's not the same opportunities as there were back in the day because now there's so many people that have a chance to – plug in a microphone, record something, put it up on the internet, and then everything's kind of getting saturated. But I, you know, like that's along the lines of that is just like my dream is to just keep building my career because I started as one of those guys that just plugged a microphone in and put up a video on YouTube. So
did
you
really?
That, yeah.
How old were you when you did that? Is that video
still
up there?
Yeah, well, originally, the first account that I made was I was in college. It was like right when YouTube came out, so I think it was around 2006. And I put up a video of me singing Justin Timberlake, What Goes Around Comes Around, at it was called Iowa Idol, that I did at my school. So I had that on video, and that was the first video that I ever uploaded. But that account, like, I left that account. So I think that's up on the internet somewhere. But I made a new account. My friend made the account for me. It was called Gringo Sings, and that's why it was, like, the whole Spanish thing. So my first cover was a Spanish song, and that was in 2009.
And that was in college. What about high school?
I actually had not.
You were shy. Didn't sing in front of anybody. You probably were never.
I wasn't shy.
In the plays.
I was just like, from a performance standpoint, I was just. I just thought that it like wasn't cool for some reason. Like I had that in my mind of like I had always done sports, and I always knew I could sing. Like every sport that I did, all my friends were like, you know, they knew me as like the guy that would randomly sing a Justin Timberlake song or whatever. But I never had like. I never did anything performance-wise with it until my senior year of college, or senior year of high school, I should say. And that's when I did the school musical. The music teacher there got me to do choir, and I actually stay in touch with her still. She's my voice teacher now. So,
oh, that's
Carolyn Brady. So, hello, Carolyn.
Shout out to Miss Brady.
Yeah. So yeah. So.
Jim? What kind of mischief did he get into in high school?
I was a senior and he was a freshman, so our paths didn't cross all that much in high school.
Oh, okay. But did you guys know each other in high school?
Yeah. Our folks lived pretty close together, so a couple times there was a carpool thing.
A carpool.
And one of my best friends lived right next to us.
In suburban Chicago,
yep,
carpool.
Carpool.
We never had that. Our neighbors would, if they drove
on the
kids,
L.
We'd hop on the bus or the L or parent. You know, we didn't carpool. Seriously, the neighbors would pull out of their – there's no driveway in Chicago. They would pull out of their little parking spot or move and put their chairs back to protect their spots in the winter months and drive past you. And you'd be like, hey, neighbor, how you doing? And
yeah.
They had this full station wagon empty with two kids. I'm one of 14. They couldn't possibly take us off.
Wow.
So that was our carpool. Too funny. Okay, so – Let's hear the song before we run out of time. I can't believe how fast the time is going.
Hey, as far as me performing, because I'm gonna stand up, but like, is there
whatever you're comfortable doing?
Is there a way to turn up the gain on this mic a little bit? Because I can't really hear myself. I think I'm hearing Jim more on his mic.
Uh-oh.
Is there like a volume?
Let me get the guys in here.
Okay.
Let me get the techies in here.
I could just use. I could switch. Can I switch mics with Jimmy?
Yeah, you can switch. Why don't you do that? Would that work?
Hello.
Or should we give him the other?
Maybe
microphone? We interrupt
this
program.
Maybe it's my headphones that I'm not hearing much.
You know what?
How about the volume on the headphones?
Let me see. Let me play a little tune, and we'll be right back, everybody.
Sorry, everybody.
Unless you want to just hum a song while I run and get the boys. The guys are in the other room. They can't hear the problems here. Here's a little tune from Robbie Gold.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, we're back. We have some technical things
I'm
we're going
to
attend to. But in the meantime,
so
while we're waiting for Michael Lynch to perform. How's that?
Check, check, check. Yeah, that
sounds
getting better now.
There we go. Lovely. All right, Mr. Michael Lynch is going to play.
Come Back Home.
Come Back Home. Yeah. United Center crowd.
Go, you got places to be. It's a risk worth taking, going out alone. Never know what the future might hold. But leaving doesn't mean goodbye. The choices that you make, they're yours, not mine. I know you need to do this, even though we'll be apart. Don't be afraid to leave with your heart. If you get lost along the way and the light begins to fade, you should know I'll be waiting till you come back home. And as our lives begin to change, my love for you remains. You should know I'll be waiting till you come back home. I'll be thinking of you every single day. It's hard to see you go when I wish you would stay. Even though I understand I need to let go of your hand. But leaving doesn't mean goodbye. No matter where you go, I'll be by your side. Close your eyes and then you'll see me, even though we'll be apart. Now don't be afraid to leave with your heart. If you get lost along the way and the light begins to fade, you should know I'll be waiting till you come back home. Yeah. And as our lives begin to change, my love for you remains. You should know I'll be waiting till you come back home. Till you come back home. Yeah. When you find yourself alone, every door feels like it's closed. But don't forget the plans you made. And on that dark and lonely road, you know I'll be the one to show you that it all will be okay. If you get lost along the way and the light begins to fade, you should know I'll be waiting till you come back home. Yeah. And as our lives begin to change, my love for you remains. You should know I'll be waiting till you come back home. Yeah. If you're lost along the way and the light begins to fade, you should know I'll be waiting till you come back home. And as our lives begin to change, my love for you remains. You should know I'll be waiting till you come back home. Till you come back home.
Wow. Oh my God, I got goosebumps here. Amazing.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow. That was fantastic. I love it.
Thank you, thank you.
Love it, love it, love it. All right, can you do another one? I don't want to stop.
We can do a
sure, girl. What about that?
You we can do a little bit of that.
Let's do some. Come on, let's get crazy.
You got it, Jimmy? I know you said you like that song, so.
I do.
Keeping with the voice thing, we might as well just do a.
I'm hurting, baby. I'm broken down. I need your loving, love, I need it now. When I'm without you, I'm something weak. Cause you got me begging, begging, I'm on my knees, yeah. I don't wanna be needy, your love. I just wanna be deep. You're away, ooh baby, cause I really don't care where you are, I just wanna be there where you are, and I gotta get one little taste, you sure girl, yes please, won't you come and put it down on me, I'm right here, cause I need little love, a little sympathy, baby. Swing there, sit in my life.
gong. Kidding. That
I don't
was
know if,
amazing.
I don't know if you wanted to keep
going. I didn't know where to end it. I'm not a musician. You know? I didn't want to go cutting you off like, you know. No, that was amazing. Loved it.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. You guys look like you're having a great time.
Oh, no. We love performing together. It's a blast, for real. Like, this guy right here is so talented on the guitar, so it's so fun.
I can tell.
Yeah. And we know each other so well. Like, we've been playing. Well, like, we knew each other before that, obviously, but we've been playing together for, what, 2 or 3 years now?
Yeah.
Or no, 2 years?
3 years.
Yeah.
You just look at each other and you know.
Yeah.
Should we play that one?
Yep. And then that's the fun part about it. Like, you know, the more you play, the better chemistry you get, the more, you know, we were able to kind of go back and forth with each other. So it's fun. So we play in the Naperville area, too. So if anybody's listening.
Yeah.
Wants to...
Okay. So let's talk about that. So how could people download your music?
Yeah. So first of all.
Where are you going to be next?
Absolutely. So
give us your schedule.
So first of all, like, all my social media that I'm on is like, I keep it to the four basics of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. So you can find me on all of those, and it's Michael Lynch ML is the way to look me up. Like, it's always, so facebook.com/MichaelLynchML, and on there I'm always putting up, you know, where I'm going to be, where we'll be together as a duo. So, so that's where you should go first is Facebook, because I have all my shows there, or MichaelLynchMusic.com. I should plug that too.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But yeah, so.
And they can hear the music on your website.
Yeah, well, my song is on iTunes and anywhere else you can buy music. So it's Michael Lynch, Come Back Home. And if you download it, I'd love you, because I'm trying to get it. You know, like, it's, I don't know. Basically,
you
put a song
up
on iTunes,
yeah.
And then, you know, it's like, well, you guys can download it if you want, but, you know, it's because I have a music video too. So.
You do.
Yeah, there's
for
music
this song?
For this song. There's a music video up on YouTube for it.
Already.
Uh huh.
Wow. I have to check that out.
Yeah, so it was,
did you
it was
go
a lot
back
of fun.
To your hometown, Wheaton,
actually,
Illinois?
I filmed it in Chicago, actually. So
did you?
Around, okay. Around the city, doing, you know, different locations.
That's very cool. Very cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was really, really cold when I did that. So I'm in the video. I'm like just like shivering like this.
Are you like in downtown Chicago dancing and people?
Not.
Like,
we went on the L. We went.
Oh, perfect.
Let's see, where else are we? Outside of United Center. We were up on the north side, like under the L as well. So. We kept it simple where it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't a huge,
how
huge production because it's
that?
Just me on it and there's no like storyline with it. It's just kind of me around the city.
I have to ask. People are going to ask me, like, I'm going to ask, is he single?
I am
is
single.
Is that bad to ask? Oh, my God. No, okay, ladies, he's single. So you could go check him out where he's playing and buy him a drink while he's up there.
There we
I'm
go.
I'm kidding. I'm teasing. Oh, my God. No, he's blushing. He's such a fine Irish lad. Good guy. His music is just incredible. I've been listening to you for the last 3 years and following your career, and I just really, you are an incredible talent. I wish you all the best, really.
Thank you very much,
and
Dolly.
It's so good to have you in the studio. And Jim, thanks for coming in and joining us on this glorious afternoon on WCKG. All right, so tell us where you're going to be this weekend. Anywhere?
So this weekend, public gigs. I do not have any public gigs this weekend, but I do have some dates. Off the top of my head,
okay.
that I do know it's going to be Sunday.
Or you could go to any wedding banquet hall and find him.
That is very true.
Follow the bride.
There you go.
But we'll be at Potter's Place in Naperville.
Oh, yeah. That's
gonna
one of
be,
my favorite places to see live music.
Sunday, May 22nd, that's Potter's Place.
You're going to be outside this time?
We'll be
hopefully.
Outside.
It's going to be nice
hopefully,
weather.
Yep, and that's going to be from 5 to 8 on Sunday, May 22nd. And we're also playing Hinsdale and Cine. We love playing there. That's Thursday, May 26th. And then we're also in Glen Ellen at Reserve 22. So we play around the suburbs too. Reserve 22 is going to be on June 2nd. So again, you don't have to remember all these dates, but
go to the website.
Go to the website, MichaelLynchMusic.com.
That's it. Very easy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for
having
me.
It was great to listen to you live. I feel like Christina Aguilera. I'm going to jump up and hug you because your voice is amazing. Amazing.
Well,
best of luck
much.
To you.
Thank you.
Great
Dolly.
To have you here.
Thank you.
And that's it. We got to end the show on, we're ending it on a good note, right? So to speak. Now, stay positive, everybody, and be good to each other. Be good to everybody. And please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. We're now on Instagram, too. My kids are managing that account. I'm on it. They got pictures of me. Check it out. And tune in next week. We've got more exciting guests coming your way and a great summer of country music. We've got the Dolly McCarthy Road Show that we're going to launch and announce shortly here. And you will get all the interviews and performances all around Chicagoland, Lake Shake, Country Thunder, and so forth. And we're going to stay in touch with Michael Lyncher. We loved having him on the show. Michael, will you come back?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks again. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye now.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.